Language comprehension can be challenging for those with autism spectrum disorders, but not all are alike. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Andre Vyshedsky, lecturer at Boston University, explores the differences.
The prevailing belief is that language comprehension development follows a linear trajectory, with children acquiring grammatical rules one at a time. Over 20 years ago, I investigated the neurobiology of language and predicted the existence of three distinct language comprehension mechanisms. We analyzed language comprehension abilities of over 31,000 autistic individuals. The analysis identified three levels of language comprehension corresponding to the three language mechanisms. Individuals at the first level acquired only the most basic command mechanism, limiting their comprehension to simple commands. Those at the second level acquired the modifier mechanism, which enables them to understand modifiers such as colors, size, and number. The third group, encompassing all typically developing individuals, acquired the syntactic language comprehension mechanism, allowing them to grasp spatial prepositions, flexible syntax, and stories. The implications of this discovery are important for fields such as philosophy, paleoanthropology, linguistics, and clinical medicine. In the context of paleoanthropology, these three language mechanisms were likely acquired in a sequential manner throughout human evolution. The human lineage diverged from that of chimpanzees around 6 million years ago, possibly acquiring the most basic command mechanism soon after. The modifier mechanism began to develop gradually around 3 million years ago, as suggested by first stone tool manufacturing. Lastly, archaeological findings indicate that the syntactic mechanism emerged 70,000 years ago, sparking what is often referred to as the cognitive revolution.
That was Andre Vyshedsky of Boston University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.